What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today's episode, I want to talk about obsessing over your average cart value.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I've been having so much fun in business recently. A lot of good things are happening. Things I can't tell you about yet. Things that at Funnel Hacking Live will become apparent, and by January 1st of next year will become... you guys will see the future. I've been there. It's amazing. I'm coming back. I'm going to show it to you guys. But anyway, I can't tell you all the details, but I can tell you the things I am obsessing about right now because they're exciting. And one of the questions that I got a lot, there's an episode I did 5 or 6 episodes ago where I talked about the difference between a $2 million a year company and a $40 million a year company. And I kind of talked about there's two businesses that I know of that sell basically the same product. One's doing $2 million a year and one's doing 40. And I talked about just thinking strategically different. But I didn't give all the details behind it for a couple of reasons. Number one is I'm trying to acquire the $40 million a year company, and I'm under all sorts of NDAs and stuff, so I can't talk about it. But after the acquisition's done, I guarantee you I'll be like, anyway, you know how good I'm at keeping secrets. I'm the worst. That's why my podcast is called Marketing Secrets. My books are all called whatever secrets. Like, I just give you all the secrets. Somebody asked me, like, Russell, can you keep a secret? I'm like, no. Like, I've got no ability to keep secrets. I'm just going to write a book about it or do a podcast. Anyway, so don't tell me any secrets. But I'm sure that I will share with you guys more as I'm able to. But anyway, this I can share, though, is as I'm watching, again, the difference between a $2 million offer and a $40 million a year offer is obsession with one thing. Okay, can you guess what it is? I told you in the intro, so now you know. It's obsession with your average cart value, the ACV. So what's the average cart value? That is how much money on average a customer gives you when they come into your funnel, right? So a good example, this is my books, right? So like someone buys a book and they may pay $9.95 shipping and handling for the hardcover.com secrets book, right? So they buy that, but it doesn't mean my average cart value is $10, because from there there's the order form bump, and then there's upsell one, upsell two. There's the whole process we take people through, right? So as they go through this process, the average person, so for everyone who buys a book, let's say we sell 1,000 books, you know, some people buy upsell one, some buy upsell one and two. Everyone's buying different things. But if you do the average of all of them, it means on average, how much do you make for every book buyer? So a good example is when we first launched the Traffic Seekers book, I remember the average cart value was like $70. So for everyone who bought a book, we averaged $70 in collected revenue during the immediate funnel, the point of sale funnel, right? It's not talking about like over the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, because there's lifetime value of customers. There's all these other metrics we look at, but for average cart values, how much money they make immediately point of sale while they're hanging out with you, right? And so that's the number. Now, when we launched the book funnel, obviously when you first launch it, it's like your most excited audience, right? Like all of you guys were probably like, I'm going to buy Russell's book. And you're like, I'm going to buy all the upsells. And you did. And I'm grateful for that. But the average cart value was amazing, right? It was like $70 a book. And over time, as you go to colder traffic, that'll usually, you know, taper down. Maybe it ends up at, you know, $35-$40 average cart value, right? And so, but knowing that, you know, hey, I can spend $40 to sell a book and I'm still profitable. Like, that's a big deal, right? That's the reason why we're able to sell so many books, because I can spend $40 to sell a free book, whereas everyone else in the publishing world, you know, they're selling them on Amazon for $20. They can spend $20, maybe. And that's about it. So I can spend twice as much to acquire a customer or more, because I control the cart. Plus, you know, again, after the cart's done, then there's an email sequence, all these other things that we monetize. And so that customer becomes worth a lot more to us over time. But the average cart value is the key, right? Especially in this game, like, there are obviously companies we compete against who have outside investors and funding, and they'll go six, you know, they'll go negative. So they'll spend $200 or $1,000 to get a customer, and it takes them 6 months to get their money back. But for me and for you guys who are smart funnel hackers who understand this game, for the most part, you should be able to break even in real time, right? So if you spend $100 on ads, you should make $100, like, worst case scenario, right? Just because that's like, we're we all should be. Everyone who's in this funnel hacker world, we should be better than the majority of businesses, right? Like, you should be able to break even at point of sale. And so that's kind of the first thing, right? Like, that's how we're able to grow and scale these businesses, is that we can spend $40 to sell a free book and we still break even. And now, you know, everything on the back side of that is gravy. So hopefully that kind of makes sense, because I'm going to go a little deeper here now. But that's kind of the first part. Sorry, there's like so many. I know for some of you guys who've been around me for a long time, you're like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. For some of you guys who are maybe newer, it might be like, I don't understand how this works. You know, like, I thought that was my business, was my funnel. And it's like, yeah, but that's the first funnel, right? Like, one of my first mentors, actually the first seminar I ever went to, I heard Mike Littman say, he said, amateurs focus on the front end. And I didn't know what he meant for years. But I was trying to, you know, I was trying to make money on my front end funnel. And what he was saying at the time, I remember he was saying he was spending $30 to give away a free DVD. And I was like, how are you doing that? But I didn't realize that people gave away the free DVD. And then, you know, he called him on the phone 2 weeks later. He sold him a $5,000 coaching package. And he had this whole business model. And so he's able to go in the hole because he knew that 30 days later he was going to make money, right? And so that's kind of, you know, amateurs focus on the front end. We're funnel hackers. Like, we're not amateurs. We're the ones who understand this game. And so we can make really good funnels that are profitable on the front end. And then we've got the back end on top of it. So that's why we're able to grow companies so quickly, right? So anyway, I digress. The thing I want to share with you guys about today is obsession over average cart value. So what I typically do, and this is my bad habit, is you know, we get together, we launch the funnel. During that launch time, we're split testing, we're tweaking, we're testing, we're trying to get average cart value as high as we can. And then after, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, Russell gets bored, it goes on the next offer, and he leaves. Okay, my friend who we're purchasing his company that did $40 million in sales last year, I've watched him. He's got, I don't know, 4 or 5 little front-end funnels that he focuses on. Actually, for him, he doesn't have a back-end, which is why we're acquiring them, because ClickFunnels would be a perfect back-end, right? But he's making all his money just off the front-end funnels, but his obsession is with the average cart value, right? How much can he make for every person that comes through the funnel? And right now, just to kind of put it in perspective, I can't remember the exact numbers, but his average cart value is something like $160. So he makes $160 for every single person who buys his front-end thing, which is insane. That means he can spend $160 to sell one of his things. And this thing's not free plus shipping. There's a cost, and I'm not going to tell you guys the pricing yet because I can't, but it's crazy. And as I've been talking to him, as we've been, you know, doing this negotiation and buying, you know, purchasing the company, he'll send me messages about the things he's testing. And he's still, the same offer he's been running for 5 or 6 years now, it's killing it, that I'm like, I'd be like, there's no way to make this better. He's like, show me the things they're doing. And they're not like, like a lot of us do split tests, right? Like, oh, I did try this headline versus headline, this versus this, and that's great. But he's not just doing that. He's been testing so much at such a deep level. Like, he's doing these big radical shifts, right? Like, he showed me this process of where when somebody comes in, after X amount of seconds, this thing pops up, and then for a coupon, then they email in, then he sends out, you know, this email sequence, and he's split testing 2 or 3 different email sequences to see which one gets the highest take rate, and like on and on and on, like all these things, you know. And that's like his obsession, is this deep dive on average cart value, making it better and better and better, you know. And when he got these, built these funnels initially, like the average cart value was like $60, right? Which is good. I would have been like celebrating, like, woohoo, $60, good to go. You know, I think that would have been a break even at that point, because they're spending about $60 to break even. But then he's like obsessed with it. Like, okay, we need another upsell. What's the downsell? How do we change this? How do we change this? How do we tweak this? What's the email sequence? What's the post, the pre, the landing page? What are the, you know, like, just he geeks out on all these pieces at such a deep level that I start realizing, like, that's my, one of my biggest problems on my side, is that I do some testing up front. It's good enough. We run it, and then our ad team run it, and then it runs till it's not profitable anymore, and then we pause it, and we come back 3 months later and try to run it again, right? Whereas he just keeps going deeper and deeper and deeper. And so on my side, we started building out a team specifically just to do this. Like, he's the one on my side that's inspired me, like, okay, if I'm making, you know, $40 average cart value in a book, like, what would the metrics look like if I could pay $80? If I get to $80 average cart value, like, that changes everything, right? Like, it's not a little tweak. Like, I can spend $80 to give away a free book. Like the metrics on that are insane, right? Now I can sell millions of copies of the book versus right now we're selling hundreds of thousands of copies of the book, right? But I had to figure that out. So I don't know how to do it yet, but it becomes the obsession, right? I did a Clubhouse, which is probably going to be on this podcast soon. I did a Marketing Secrets podcast Clubhouse. And on that, I asked people their biggest marketing secret. And Perry Belcher dropped this bomb. Again, you may have heard this, but he said, so the biggest thing he found, the biggest marketing secrets he has right now is adding premiums to things. And he specifically said that when Ryan Dice launched his book, he was getting a 3% conversion rate. And so he added a t-shirt with it and added it as premium and went from a 3% conversion to 11%. And he didn't talk about average cart value, but come on now, like, you get three times as many customers to buy for the exact same ad spend, like your cart value could 3x, right? You could go from a $40 average cart value to a $120 by adding a t-shirt to go with your free thing, right? Or something crazy like this, like the, adding a premium. So I don't know if that's going to work or not. I have no idea. But guess what we're testing this week? We're going to test, like, you know, you buy the .com Seekers book, you get an iBuild Funnels t-shirt, right? Like, let's see how that works. Like, because if that increases cart value by whatever, like, that's insane, right? That 3x my cart value. Now I can spend three times more money to get customers. And then he talks about he was doing premiums not just on the front end, but on the upsells and the downsells and things like that as well. So, like, what other premiums could we add to get people more likely to take the offers, which then increases the average cart value? You know, like, what's the email sequence? What's the actual offer? Can we make the offer better? The offer need to be more expensive? Does it need to be less expensive? Like, there's just a million things you could test. But most of us are like, okay, I test, you know, headline A, headline B, and that's it, right? Or we don't test at all. But it's like, man, after you have a funnel that works, you know, like my buddy here, he spends obsessively for 4 or 5 years now, the same product that another one of my really, really good marketing friends does $2 million a year on. He's doing 40, and the difference is obsession with cart value because he can outspend everybody else, like 10 to 1, right? And so that's the question for you is, like, how can you obsess about your average cart value? What things can you do? Like, can you build a team or a process? I used to have a mantra in our company back in the day. It was like when Todd was not developing ClickFunnels for full time, but he was doing more stuff on the marketing, he would come up with split test ideas and we tried to compete against each other all the time. It was really fun. And so our mantra at the time was like, how do we give ourselves a raise every day? And it's like, well, the way we do it is by split testing, right? Let's test this versus this versus this and keep testing different things. And when you have a winner, right, like you add a t-shirt premium offer, let's say, to your book funnel, and all of a sudden it goes from a 3% to 11%, like you just 30x'd your money or more. Like, that's, you just gave yourself a raise today, right? So, like, that was always the question is, how do we give ourselves a raise today? How do we give ourselves a raise today? What's the next thing? What's an idea? What's the, you know, what can we do to drive the, you know, make those changes? And so for you, that's, I want to post this in your mind, right? After you have a funnel that works, instead of doing what I do, moving on to the next funnel or focusing on something different, like, come back and say, okay, here's my cart value. Every single day, how do I increase the cart value? What can I do today? What can I trust today? What can I try today? What else can I do? Like, how do I shift the offer? How do I position differently? What can I do to increase that cart value? And the more you start thinking about it, the more ideas will come, the more big ahas you have. Like, all these things will tweak and change based on that. So anyway, that's what I want to encourage you guys to do, is starting to obsess with the average cart value, ACV, average cart value. How much do you make for each customer that comes into your world? All right, with that said, I'm going to end this podcast because I'm getting into traffic and I don't want to wreck. So there you go. Anyway, I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully you got some value from this episode, and hopefully it starts a new obsession for you on the thing that could take your funnel from a $2 million a year to a $40 million a year thing. Obsession with the average cart value. Thanks again, you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey everyone, this is Russell, and really quick, I want to let you know that we have decided to do it again. Yes, last year we did our first ever virtual conference called 2 Comma Club Live. We had over 5,000 people register for this online event, and the success stories from those who attended have been amazing. So because of that, we decided to do the virtual event one more time. We're calling it 2 Comma Club Live Encore, and I want to invite you and your family to attend for free. So this is how it works. First, you get your ticket at www.marketingsecrets.com/2CCL, stands for 2 Comma Club Live. And then you're going to put in your credit card, but we're not going to charge you anything. Then after you attend the full 3 days and learn everything you can from me and from our other 2 Comma Club winners, then you can decide if it's worth it or not. If it's not worth it, then let us know and you're not going to pay anything. We'll cancel your card and you got to attend the entire event for free. But if you're like most of the people who attend and go full out for the entire 3 days, by the time it's over, I'm sure you're going to love it. And if you do, then you'll get billed for the event after the event's over. That way, you don't have to pay unless it's worth it for you. So the goal of this event is to help you build out your own roadmap to the 2 Comma Club. So what I want you to do now is go and get your tickets right now before they're gone. Go to marketingsecrets.com/2CCL. Yes, that's www.marketingsecrets.com/2CCL. Thanks so much, and we'll see you at the event.